Track 7. We begin this lesson on page 18, learning how to ask yes and no questions. If you recall on track 6, we learned how to ask who, what, why, when, where, and how. In this lesson, we're focused on how to ask questions that simply require a yes or a no as the answer. Let's start with the question, did you sleep well? Listen and repeat after Judy. Now listen to the word for it tastes good.
Weakasin.
To turn this word into a question, you have to insert the word chi. Listen and repeat after Judy.
Chi.
Adding that word will always make it a question. Now let's hear Judy ask, does it taste good?
Weakasin chi.
And now hear her ask, did this taste good, what you ate?
Weakasinchi omakamitsuyan. Weakasinchi omakamitsuyan.
Here's how to say he or she or that person is cooking it.
Epimnosut. Epimnosut.
Now ask, is she cooking it?
Epimnosut chi.
Now let's hear Judy ask, did you clean this?
Gikanachi tan
would mean you did clean this. But if you listen again, you'll hear her ask a question with the chi at the end. Try and repeat after Judy.
Gikanachi tan chi.
Now repeat after Judy asking, did you hang up your coat?
Kitagutanchi kskutagai.
This is the part of the question that means your jacket.
Kskutagai.
That one's a bit of a tongue twister. Let's try it again.
Kitagutanchi kskutagai.
Now repeat after Judy, asking, did he go to work?
Wiachi kindo atuskel.
Now repeat after Judy asking, can you drive me?
Dapa zinchi.
Here's how to say, bring it to me.
Betamoin.
Now instead of saying, bring it to me, ask the question, can you bring it to me?
Gagi betamoinchi.
Here's how to ask, are you having a good night?
Kimu tips ka sinchi.
One thing you might start to notice is that when you're asking a question in Cree, the voice at the end of a question doesn't rise up the same way as it does in English. So for example, in the last question, when asked in English, you'll notice that the voice can sometimes rise up at the end of a question, like this. Are you having a good night? But I want you to hear Judy ask the question with a particular focus on how the question tone is lowered at the end of the question.
Kimu tips ka sinchi? Kimu tips ka sinchi?
The rise and fall in a person's tone in a language is called intonation. As you're learning and listening to speakers, try and follow along with the tone of their language, the intonation, and where they choose to put their emphasis on which syllables. This brings us to the end of track 7. Thank you for listening.